Good afternoon, Dr. Bishop. I'm asking about a rare patient, Paula Martinez Corrales. Her birth is 1-8-1977, and incubation GERD epigastric pain, dysphagia, surgery, myxia, and theology, and show blood pressure, and cardiac, then graphic, and vascular, and small lumbar CVD, and for certain factors, and the patient, Discovery of credit, and preference of genes, and class of blood, and second. Exam question, dream question, and patient, bias, response, and CD express, and intrapartum, no patch, and multiple interest, try to bias, and help, 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 removed but completely by the cold bias for epectomy. Otherwise, rest of our nasty and remarkable fundus cardiac ulcer and lacunar epistular straight bowel junction. Esophageal appear unremarkable nerves and esophagitis, Chasky's ring, hiatal hernia, or stricture, or any erosive esophagitis or esophagus. But the question of triangulation, esophagus biopsy were taken from the lower body stomach, esophagus biopsy were taken from the lower body esophagus, the mid body esophagus were esophagus esophagitis, they were searching for triangulation of application, finding a gaussian esophagus normal Z-line. No evidence of Barrett's esophagus and no evidence of any esophagitis, Chasky's ring, hiatal hernia, or esophageal stricture. Number two, questionable triangulation esophagus biopsy were taken, ruled out cases with esophagitis from the mid-esophagus and the mid-body esophagus and distal body esophagus. Number three, multiple gastroid biopsy run out of thyroid. Number four, mid-body stomach has gastric polyp removed completely by the cold biopsy, polypectomy, number 5, gross tumors, epidural biopsy, tumor, celiac spool recognition. However, the thyroid biopsy, thyroid biopsy can cause it, even with esophagitis, then treated according as per protocol with the Pluent or Entocort. Number 2, if the biopsy comes negative, even with esophagitis, the patient taking proton from the 40 mg per day of the protonic, patient still having difficulty swallowing, the recommended patient to have esophageal manometry testing for the esophageal motility disorder. Number 2, away from the gastric polyp biopsy. Number 3, away from the stone biopsy, because I look at the thyroid tube. Number 3, 4, away from the small biopsy, away from the duodenal biopsy, or see the squint. Number 4, start patient protonics, 40 mg per day. Last for medication, follow one, soft food, follow 1-2, and please fill the card of patient primary care provider. I think that perioperative we can ask for reason for abdominal pain except for erosive gastroids. Recommendation also for abdomen to our gallstones. That comes a negative. Then recommendation to have a CT scan of the abdomen paired with our contrary or intrapped abdominal pelvic pathology, or hepatobiliary pancreatic disease. Follow 1-2-7-2. Please tell the doctor, patient primary care provider, Dr. Ani Ramirez, and copy Dr. Param Sari, dear procedures, January 6th, 2024. The repeat operative is 3 years for screening of the bear subject. And this is a